A large crowd had gathered by 6 o'clock when the rally was scheduled to start, and it continued to grow as speakers took turns expressing their frustrations and hopes for redeeming the relations between people of all communities. Brianna Royals was overwhelmed by the turnout, saying she was blessed to see so many people show up.
I'm so thankful for you guys. I know it's hot, but you just have to think about what our brothers and our sisters have endured. And this heat, it's nothing compared to our history and our past that we have dealt with.
Wearing a t-shirt that read, "You Matter," Mayor Anthony Williams expressed appreciation for the crowd, noting that while they might not be able to influence events in Minneapolis or New York, those gathered can make a difference in this community.
And you know what? And we are different. I want to challenge you to search in your soul and make your own contribution to Abilene, Texas. And don't let those outside or inside our community divide us, to create schism and division.
When it was his turn to speak, Police Chief Stan Standridge laid out the basic framework of a new initiative he called Threshold. Standridge said his department would be working with Mayor Williams to begin ongoing community conversations.
Through our differences and through relationship and fellowship, we can ultimately begin that new beginning.
You will see it. Let the man talk. We got this moment right here today.
We are calling this initiative Threshold because we will be the first. We, as in the police department, will be the first to step through the door to meet you.
Once again, Abilene's event remained peaceful. Police SUVs blocked cross streets along the march route as the crowd chanted and carried their signs over the Martin Luther King Bridge to downtown Abilene. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne.